Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women and Business. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, I'm excited and delighted to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know you're probably spending time with your family and friends and eating a wonderful, wonderful meal and sharing all the things that you're thankful for. And I just want to say I am thankful for my family, my true, true friends, and for Blog Talk Radio and all of the followers and listeners that I have on the radio show. I thank God for you each and every week that you tune in to the show and give me feedback. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without you. It makes for exciting conversation when I know that you're listening and that you have input and that you want to be a part of Issues Concerning Women and Business. We're so excited about tonight, since it's Thanksgiving night, and we just don't ever want to just be thankful and thank God for everything that he has done for us, because without him, nothing is possible. We know that he is the source, and he is the source for me. I know I have to speak for myself and for my family, because we know what we have to go through and know how much time that we spend being guided by his presence and asking him for grace and his mercy. And I just hope that you are blessed today and that you are able to do all the things that you want to do. And whether you can spend time with your family and friends, you might be working, and because we know that a lot of businesses are now working on Thursdays and on holidays, so it doesn't matter if it's Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday, doesn't matter. We just need to take time out for those that we love and just be thankful and just pray for those that do have to go out there and go to work. We wish that you didn't have to, or we know that you do because of the economy and the way that people are thinking. Some people don't even consider the thought about somebody else's family. They just think about themselves. So, you know, we just want to say that we're glad that you're tuning into the show tonight. We hope that you enjoy it. And even if you're listening live or if you're listening in the archives, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you, the Issues Concerning Women. Tonight we're going to talk about where we are, who we are, and what's going on in our lives, and I have some wonderful information to share with you about the company, how we're growing, how I am so excited about everything that God is doing for me and the doors that are being opened. So I thank you. So just hang on, get your pencils and paper ready, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Allen Humphrey, the director of the program. I am so, so happy to be with you on Thanksgiving night. Hope that you enjoyed your family and had some friend time and opportunity to sit down and enjoy each other and be thankful for what we have and just know that there are others out there that just don't have anybody to share the day with, and I'm pray that they were able to get a hot meal on today. So we just want to be so ever thankful for where we are and who we are, and just continue to ask God to bless us and keep us safe as we go through these challenging times. But you know, God is good and things can turn around at any moment, but you just have to be prepared. So now I want to talk a little bit about who we are and what we're doing, and I just want to say this, and whatever you've been through in the past, wherever you've come from, nobody needs to know but you. But it has nothing to do with what you can become in the future. So just think about that tonight. I'm going to say this again. Whatever you've done in the past, whatever has gone on in your life that has brought you up to this point, wherever you have been, has nothing to do with who you can become in the future. It is absolutely up to you. So tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. How can we get from where we are right now to where we want to be in the future? Who do we need to rely on, and who can we trust? Because, you know, that is also an issue for a lot of people. Why are we in such a fear to move forward? But we know that we have to do that, because if you stay in one place, you're going to become stagnant and you're not going to move. But I just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I am so, so very happy that I've overcome so many things, and it was not easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that starting a business is easy, or a new relationship, or looking for a job. None of these things are easy. If they were, we would just be, you know, just a happy, happy nation. But sometimes it can be hard. Some of us have wonderful jobs, and that is awesome. Some of us have businesses that are thriving, even in a recession, and that is great as well. But then there are still some who wonder why so many people cannot achieve their financial goals, why they're not successful in the area that they want to be. They want to blame the government or the man next door. They want to blame the dog, you know. But we sometimes we just have to look in the mirror and see who we really are. There's this movie called The Mirror Has Two Faces, and they've been playing it. It's Barbara Streisand and Jeff Bridges for the last couple of weeks. I think this is Love Month on that particular Encore channel that I watch. And this particular movie, this woman doesn't think she's beautiful. She's a nice person. She's a professor. She's very smart. But she's plain. She doesn't wear makeup. And she doesn't do anything with her hair. She's kind of frumpy. She doesn't care about dressing nice and whatever. But her sister has always been the one that everybody told was beautiful, and how she's always well-dressed, the sister, and well-groomed, and she gets all the handsome men. And Pierce Brosnan is also in this movie. Now, the moral of the movie is when you get, and I won't tell you the ending, but all her life she thought she was ugly. So she never really tried to do anything to improve her on her looks, because she thought nobody ever was looking at her anywhere. Jeff Bridges was looking for a relationship that did not have anything to do with sex, because he had been in these relationships before where they were all based on physical attraction. And he didn't want to do that anymore. He wanted to find somebody that was plain, what he called plain, and simple, and somebody that he didn't have to put a lot of effort into the relationship. He didn't want the physical, hot, steamy relationship that he had with these younger girls that he had been dating for many years in his life, because he was also a professor. So the woman that thought she wasn't pretty, her sister put an ad in the paper, and he happened to go online and looking for a particular kind of woman who was plain and who didn't have he thought didn't have a lot of physical attraction, or he would not be attracted to. But what happens is, he started spending time with this woman. Her mind was brilliant. She was a professor, so she was very smart. And he began to get the same feelings for her that he had for the pretty women that he had been going out with, and he just didn't understand that. So what happened was they got married, because he didn't want the physical attraction. He didn't want the sexual part. He just wanted to have a companion. And her mother was Lauren Bacall in the movie, and you know, she's very beautiful even in her older age. And Lauren Bacall never told her daughter that she was pretty. So when this woman looks in the mirror, she doesn't see herself as beautiful. She sees herself as plain, ordinary, and frumpy. And that's why the movie is called The Mirror Has Two Faces. Because when you look in the mirror, what do you really see? Who do you see when you're looking at yourself? Do you see this person that can move forward, that is not worried about the past and not letting anything hold them back? Or do you see somebody who is stuck in a rut and just can't move forward because you're afraid to do that, because you're afraid that you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not handsome enough to get what you want. You don't have the right education. You were brought up on the wrong side of the tracks. You married into the wrong family. You, all these things that hold you back. So when you look at the mirror, look at who you really are first, deep down inside of you, and figure out who you really are. I will not tell you the end of the movie because I hope you get an opportunity to see it. It's an awesome movie. It has a lot of things that you can learn if you really take the time to look at the movie and not just look at it just because you're looking at a movie, but really, really look at it. I've seen it several times, so I really get what the author of the movie and the director of the movie was trying to let us see by calling it The Mirror Has Two Faces. So when you're looking in the mirror, what face do you see when you're looking at yourself? Do you see what everybody else sees, or do you see this persona that you have projected upon yourself that you cannot succeed because you're so afraid to move forward, or that you don't have enough education, or whatever your problem may be? So you need to let that go and look at who you really are and how you can move forward in 2011. This year is almost over. It is the 24th of the month. We only have a few more days in November. Then we're going straight into December and into the new year. So I hope that you're ready for whatever is going to be presented before you, that you can face tomorrow and know that your future can be changed if you decide to do something different. Start looking at yourself different, knowing what you want, going after it, and not being afraid. When we look at where we are right now and we think about, we live in America, you know, the richest nation in the world. Why are only a handful of people achieving any lasting success? And, you know, we live in a place where we were brought up on small businesses and people working together to build a community and to help each other. But for some reason, we've forgotten that. That's why we came to this country, the land of the free, so that we could have the opportunity to do all the things that we want to do. Are we our own worst enemies when we start looking at who we really are? Are we not like other nations that help each other? I was watching Black in America tonight on CNN, and they were talking about technology, the people in Silicon Valley. Why are there no high-profile African-American millionaires or billionaires in the technology field today? Why is that? Because we don't apply ourselves, or we don't have the right education. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I know there are a lot of smart African-Americans out there. Maybe they don't think they could fit in, or they've been told just what the man said on TV tonight, that he's from India. He came to America to follow his dream in technology industry, started two businesses, and the first thing that somebody told him was, you need to get a white guy to be the front for your business. Tall, good-looking, handsome, young, white male to be the front for your business, and you will succeed. And that's exactly what he did. And he's been very successful. Now he is an angel investor. So now he's reaching back and he's helping others, which is so wonderful. And I applaud him for that. But why in 2011 is it still a problem for African Americans to be the head of a corporation, to run a business, and especially in Silicon Valley or any other industry in the world? Why is that? When they go to these places like Google, it was the actual event happened at Google headquarters, and this is for new African-American entrepreneurs, and they had to give presentations, and they stayed in this house. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. They stayed in this house for 9 weeks, and they found out that individually they could not succeed in what they wanted to do. They were not prepared to go before the Google board, in which they called the Dragons, and present their companies and be able to come away with the investor. They had to pull together to get this thing done. And when they did that, they found out that they were better able to go out and get their presentations. And at the end of the program, two of the companies actually got investors. So just think about that for a few seconds. I'm going to take a short little break, but I'll be right back. So hang on. It's just concerning women.
Thank you.
thank you for staying tuned to Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Allen Humphrey, your host. If you would like to call in and talk about the subject tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you miss me and you're in the archives after the show, because it's Thanksgiving night, so I don't expect a lot of people to be online, and you want to call me afterwards or contact me, you may do so by calling 757-567-6734. 757-567-6734. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but I take calls from all over the world. I have friends all over the United States, and so every now and then we'll get somebody on the other across the water who listens to the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you'd like to go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, or if you want to send me an email, you can do so at icwdirector@gmail.com. So you have all kinds of ways to get in touch with me. This is an awesome subject tonight. We're talking about being entrepreneurs. We're talking about why people are not successful. What does it take for us to move forward? And we've been talking about looking in the mirror, seeing who you are. And I know this is a lot to take in, but this is what I do. I analyze things. I look at them from different angles. I turn them different ways, and I try to figure out how I can help somebody get to where they want to go. I am a business consultant. Some people want to call me a coach. That's fine. Or a business developer. That's fine as well. I will answer to any of those titles. I love what I do. I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women. I started this business in 2007. I am so very, very proud of where we're going. And ladies and gentlemen, my new book is coming out soon. I have the Power Notebook, which is ready and available for you. And I also have the CD, There's Power in the Plan, which is a portion of the book plus your workbook all on one CD. So if you're interested in getting that for a gift for yourself, the Power Notebook you can use as a journal because I talked to you in the beginning of the book just a little bit about what the book can be used for. And if you use it along with the CD, you'll definitely use it as a journal and as a writing tool for you to write things out, because when you write it out, you can see where you're going, see the thoughts that you have. These are your innermost thoughts. Nobody else has to ever see this if you don't want them to. And this helps you to move forward and to develop your business or your career or your relationship. So There's Power in the Plan is all about those three elements: business, career, and relationship. So the strategies that I use can be applied to you no matter where you are right now. Whatever you've been in the past has nothing to do with who you become in the future, and you just have to remember that. It's so awesome that we have the opportunity to move forward, do the things that we want to do, and not hold back. I know that we're afraid. I know that fear keeps us trapped. Even myself sometimes, I don't do things because I'm like, well, maybe I'm doing too much. No, go for it. If you need help, I'm here to help you. That is what I do. I have several programs that are going to be coming out, executive programs, and I'm only going to work with leaders, people in leadership on that particular program. And why is that? One, because these people have been in business for a while. They are stuck. They can't move forward. They definitely don't want to move backwards. But they do need somebody to help them, mentor to them, be accountable to them as well, and they be accountable back, because that's what happened. When you have accountability, things will change. You will get new ideas and fresh approaches. What makes me different from other business consultants or coaches? I stick with you through the whole program. You cannot change your situation in 1 hour setting. You can't do that. Yes, you can get some good ideas in an hour, but for you to really be able to turn your business around, you need at least 6 to 12 months to do that, and I need a commitment from you. So if you can't commit, then fine. That's wonderful. I have no problem with that. I'll just move on. I have no problem with moving on. I have what it takes to do what I need to do, and I know that, and I'm proud of myself. But it was a journey that I had to learn. I didn't have anybody to help me. So that's why I always want to give back. I talked about my father, October the 19th was his birthday, and that's when I launched the business program for Issues Concerning Women and added on the business to focus on the things that I really wanted to do to help the community. I still want to do my women's programs, but I want to focus on business leaders, business executives, those who are stuck in where they are. They can't make the kind of money that they need to make so that they can take care of their businesses, grow their businesses, and also be able to take care of their families. We don't want to be a slave to our business, and especially if you've been in business for 4 or 5 years and you just cannot move from where you are. You definitely need somebody. It may not be me that you'll end up working with, but you need somebody that's going to help you, that accountability factor, somebody who can map something out for you, make it easier for you to get where you want to go. Because if you don't have directions, if you don't have a map, you're going to go around in circles. You're going to be like the people of Israel, walking around for 40 days and 40 nights not knowing where they're going and taking 40 years to get to the promised land. You don't want to do that. You want to be able to move to where you want to go so that in 2012, it's a big year coming up. A lot of things are going to be happening, a lot of changes. You have to be ready to go. This now, this is the time. You cannot wait until 2012 and decide, well, I'm going to start doing this now. Okay, suppose you don't start today. Where will you be November the 24th, 2012? Where will you be? Do you want to still be where you are right now, or do you really want to move forward? You may know people who say that the system works for other people, but it doesn't work for them. They feel that they're in a minority group, not having a college education or not coming from the right kind of family is holding them back. I could write volumes on the excuses that people use for not succeeding. The one reason most people don't succeed is fear. And when they look in that mirror, they see two faces. They look and see who they really are, and if they don't like that, they try to change that persona and be something that they're not. And they're not going to succeed because you can't be phony and be successful as well. Yeah, you can get away with it for a little while, but sooner or later it's going to come to light. What these people don't know is that in order to succeed, they need to take responsibility for their own life and stop blaming outside circumstances for their lack of success. They don't understand that as long as they hide behind a wall of excuses, they will never enjoy the abundance, the beautiful country that this world has to offer. So when you're looking in that mirror and you're looking at yourself and you're not happy with what you see, you have to change. I'm telling you, until you change your mind and change your heart, nothing will change. Until you get with somebody who can help you get to where you want to go, it can be myself or it can be another mentor or another coach or another consultant. Nothing's going to change. You haven't done it in 7 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. It started out good. You were on a, you know, your way up to the ladder of success. Somewhere in midway you got confused or you start changing and start thinking about how you could do things differently, and you don't go up. You're halfway up the ladder, and you cannot move. You're stuck in a rut. And a lot of times we are so afraid that if we reach the 10th step on the ladder, because we're thinking it's a 10-step ladder, you're on step number 5. The fall from 5 is not that far. You can land on your feet. But if you get on the rim on step 10 and you fall from there, you're going to hurt yourself when you land on the ground because that's a pretty big fall. But don't worry about falling and failing. So many of us have failed in different adventures we've tried, different avenues that we've tried, different businesses we've tried, different relationships. If you get it right the first time, oh, thank goodness for you. But most of us don't get it right the first time. It takes several tries for us to get it right. And each time that you mess up, write that down and see why you messed up. Analyze it. See where you're going and do things differently. You're going to mess up again, some of us. But one day you're going to get it right where it's going to be not so hard to move up to step number 6, 7, 8, 9, and to 10 and to be successful. But you have to want it. You have to know that you can do it. You cannot be afraid. Remember, the past does not equal your future. This is important because it means that whatever you've been in the past has nothing to do with who you become in the future. You see, I didn't come from the right kind of family. I didn't graduate from college. I don't have movie star good looks. But you know what? I'm me, and I'm happy, and I'm thankful for everything that I have. I don't need to look for excuses to explain why I can't do something. I believe you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. I am advocate for women. I'm an advocate for families and businesses and different programs for college and for education. But I don't have everything that somebody may think I may have. But guess what? I'm still blessed. I'm still happy. I still know that I can have whatever I say I want as long as I'm willing to put forth the effort. Now, maybe you did come from a privileged family. You have a formal education. You have a great attitude, and you know what you should be doing. Great. You're ahead of the game. But everybody doesn't have that. So I don't want to leave on a negative note. I'm always going to leave on a positive note. So if that's you, that's wonderful. But what are you doing to take what you have that you've been given, that you've been gifted, to make your life better? What are you doing to help somebody else? Because you know what? The greatest gift that you can give is to reach back and to pull somebody up alongside of you. That's what makes America. When we are looking at who we are and we're giving of ourselves to others, then we're going to get blessed. That's just the law of attraction. People call it, they all have all the law of intention. They have all kinds of laws for it, but it is a given fact. Why do you think so many successful people like Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki and Tony Robbins, why do you think they're always helping and giving away things? Because of the law of attraction. If you give, you're going to get. That's just how that's how the world goes around. It's just no way of getting around it. Even if you're giving for all the wrong reasons, even if you're giving because you know you're going to get something back, it still works because you're giving and it has to come back to you a hundredfold. And I know this. I do it. I give because I love what I do. I love my business. I love the people that I work with. I want them to be successful. It's just Concerning Women in Business is growing. I have a wonderful team. I have Regina McCray out of Herndon, Virginia. I have Frank Gonzalez. He's from Newport News, Virginia. I have Jamie Green. She lives right here in Hampton Roads. I have people as far as Kansas City. Miss Vicky, I work with her. We just have a wonderful team of people. I have an intern. Her name is Chantel. She's from Bryant Stratton College. These people are helping me get to where I want to go. You cannot do it by yourself. You need to have somebody help you. So if you need help and you know that you may just need help with getting organized, call me because Regina McCray can get you organized. I mean, I have people on my team. I have Veronica McMillan. She's a life coach. If your life is turned upside down, if you're going through domestic situations and you need help with that or some other spiritual or personal things, let me get Veronica involved in your life. But you have to be willing to do that. You have to invest in yourself. You cannot just keep on doing what you're doing and thinking that your life is going to be wonderful. I know that this is a lot to take in tonight, but take a moment to think of people that you know who have basically the same background and education as you do, but seem to be passing you by in their career and other areas in their life. At first, it might be uncomfortable to think about this person. Maybe it's a relative or not. But when you do that, think of where you could be if you did the same things that they did, if you applied yourself the same way that he or she did. You will be much more successful if you're giving from your heart, if you're learning, if you're looking at the mirror and seeing who you really, truly are, you will truly be blessed. I know it is Thanksgiving. I don't want to leave on a heavy note. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. You can call me at 757-567-6734. You can go in and send me a message through Blog Talk Radio. You can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I have so much to be thankful for. I think I'm thankful for my family, and I thank my husband for being patient tonight on Thanksgiving as I do my radio show because he knows how important it is for me to get the message out there. I thank my family. I love you all. Keep tuning in to the show. Keep sending your comments. Happy, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next Thursday. Good night.